morning, y'all. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, hour two. Wrapping up the garden. We're gonna stay in the yard this hour just a little bit. Hey, we're broadcasting live out from the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show. It's at the Arizona State Fairgrounds this weekend. Today it will open at 10 o'clock and stay open through 6 p.m. Tomorrow, Sunday, will be 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So get on out here and take a look at all the vendors. They're actually going to have the Kitchen Cousins from HGTV doing a demonstration today and tomorrow. So a lot of things going on. It'll be a lot of fun. Saturday's presentation with Kitchen Cousins is going to be at 1 p.m. And tomorrow, Sunday, will be at high noon. So thanks for tuning in. If you've got a question about anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, and you want a little help or guidance on getting the project done yourself, give us a ring. We can give you the tricks of the trade. We've been here building and remodeling in Arizona since about the late 60s. Got landed here about 66. Give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. Do not call the station you're listening to us on. That won't get you anywhere. Call the toll-free number. We have call screeners and operators standing by to take your name, where you're calling from, and your project. We'll get you on as quick as we can.
You were talking about the vendors. We've invited one down, one of the newest members of to the Rosie on the House team. We've got Mark Gabbard of Easy Turf down here with us. We spent all last hour talking about planting. We spent a lot of time talking about shade trees, big canopies. One of the problems that we face in Arizona with Bermuda grass is it won't grow shaded. So you got this great shade tree, but you can't have your lawn underneath it. We've got Easy Turf as an answer.
Absolutely. Shade trees do tend to be a huge issue. We come across installations consistently throughout the week where our sales reps will go out, and that's the issue that people are having. They have these huge shade trees trying to block their windows from the sun, trying to conserve energy in their home, but then the down effect of that becomes you can't get your grass to grow, so they'll have half of a lawn and the other half is nothing but dirt, and that's where synthetic grass definitely becomes a solution for that issue.
So that was my first question, because I hear artificial turf, I hear synthetic turf, I hear fake grass. Yeah. What's the correct industry term?
Well, call it what you want, as long as you're calling us to install it, right? Synthetic grass is definitely a viable term to use. Either of those terms that you just used, whether synthetic grass or artificial turf, definitely describes the product adequately. Fake grass is kind of frowned upon, you know, it just kind of has a negative connotation to it.
It looks so real. You can't tell it's fake until you actually get on it a lot of times.
Yeah, and sometimes we'll get people here at the booth that say, is this real grass? And we just tell them, well, it's really fake grass. another one that we get is AstroTurf. Oh, you guys have AstroTurf.
Right.
And the reality is AstroTurf is one of our competitors. It's an actual manufacturer. So it's almost like Kleenex. Well, Kleenex is a tissue. Kleenex is a manufactured tissue. So we're actually a Field Turf, Easy Turf manufactured product, as to where AstroTurf is one of our competitors that we surpassed years back to become the number one manufacturer in the world for artificial turf.
And what is it physically made out of? Is this plastic? Is this... Do you take grass blades and dip them in a preservative?
No, great question. Great question, because artificial turf, no matter how many big syllable words that you want to try to apply to it, at the base of it, it's real pretty plastic. You know, our product is made out of polypropylene, polyethylene fibers. We tough those fibers into 2 3.5-ounce geotextile mats. To dumb that down a little bit, that's a fancy way of saying 2 weed barrier systems that are non-absorbent. That's what the fibers get tufted or sewn into. And then we use a sprayed-on polyurethane material to hold the fibers to the backing. So we have a polypropylene, polyethylene fiber, polyurethane sprayed-on backing, and all those fibers are tufted into 2 3.5-ounce geotextile mats.
And when we were talking about the industry in general and the product, you run into something they call face weight a lot. What is that as it relates to artificial grass, if someone's shopping or investigating?
That's a great point. That's a huge point, because a lot of people try to equate artificial grass to carpet. And when you're looking at carpet, face weight's a big deal. You know, that's a deciding factor for the level of quality and durability of carpet inside your home. Well, a lot of your vendors, a lot of your companies that do not educate themselves heavily in the artificial turf industry, they try to sell people on face weight. Well, face weight is irrelevant to the durability and the quality of artificial turf. It has nothing to do with it. Face weight is simply the aesthetics of the material. How dense is it? You know, because we have materials that are 37-ounce face weights that get crumb rubber infill for functionality purpose, impact absorption. You know, it's softer, it's cushier for kids to play on or what have you, or athletic fields. But we also have 41-ounce face weight products that sit on our NFL fields, 41-ounce face weight products that we installed at Grand Canyon University athletic facilities. And then you also have your thatched materials. Now, your thatched materials have more density to it. It actually has a thatch look to it, just like real grass, where we have 51-ounce face weights, 65-ounce face weights. But again, face weight is irrelevant to the durability of the product. And you get a lot of people that go into homes or here at the home show that say, well, our product's better because it's 80 ounces of face weight. Simply not the truth, because my 41-ounce face weight product is built to withstand 300-pound behemoths playing football on them every single day and tearing them apart every single day on those athletic fields.
So I'd like all the Arizona Cardinals and Sun Devils to know that that was Mark Gabbert that called you behemoths.
Hey, I'm one of you. Hey, I'm a 300-pound behemoth. I'm one of you, so maybe I can join you. So,
What are the important questions to ask then?
The important questions.
Face weight's not relevant to your durability. What is?
Yeah, no, great question. What is relevant when you're looking at artificial turf? One of the primary things that you want to find out is, where is this stuff made? Is this stuff coming from the United States of America? Is it being manufactured here in the USA, where we have very strict standards on levels of quality? Or is this stuff coming from China? Okay, because there's a huge level of difference between the Chinese-made artificial turf and the USA-made artificial turf. So that's the number one thing you want to find out. Where is it being manufactured? Secondly, who is the manufacturer? Who's making this stuff? Okay, where are they located? You know, and when you have people come in your home, can they prove where their manufacturer is, who their manufacturer is? Because we come across a lot of situations of the old bait and switch, where people are claiming one thing, putting in another. So you want to know where it's made, who's making it. You also want to know, what type of fibers am I dealing with? Okay, am I dealing with polypropylene, polyethylene fibers, or am I dealing with the majority of the industry, which is the old nylon fiber? Now, nylon's a huge issue. Okay, all your Chinese-made fibers are going to be made in a nylon. We're going to talk about heat a little bit later in the show, I assume, and we'll get into nylon a little bit more there, but also with nylon, with the abrasiveness. Now, I used to be a college athlete, and I used to coach high school and college athletics, and we would play on nylon artificial fields, and one of my kids would dive for a ball and come up and just have their entire skin just shredded off their arms because of the abrasiveness of it, and plus the heat factor of it. So what type of fibers are you dealing with? Polypropylene, polyethylene, or you get nylon fibers? Now, what some people don't know is there's four manufacturers of turf in the United States of America. Okay, a couple of those, basically those fibers are going to be made out of polypropylene, polyethylene. However, what some of them don't tell you is their thatch material is made out of nylon. So there's still nylon inside the system. So you definitely want to find out, does it have nylon in the system? Because if it does, you want to steer away from that. You also want to know, what is the warranty and what does it cover? How many years is the warranty? Is it a prorated warranty? Is it a non-prorated warranty? Who's providing the warranty? Is it a company warranty through a third party subcontracting installation? Are you getting the manufacturer's warranty from the manufacturer? Are you dealing with a dealer's representative? So those are all things that you want to uncover, because you want to know, how is my investment being protected? Okay, so at Field Turf, Easy Turf, we are the dealer that works directly for the manufacturer, and we do all of our own installations. We self-perform everything. So there's no middlemen involved in the situation whatsoever. And because of that, we can offer the manufacturer's warranty. And our manufacturer has the only non-prorated warranty in the entire turf industry at the manufacturer level. So in essence, we have the only manufacturer that does not depreciate their materials every year that it's in the ground. And that's a big deal, especially in the state of Arizona, where we get these extreme heat and temperatures, because degradation of material becomes a big issue with higher quality and lower quality products.
And what is the life expectancy of that you could expect from a synthetic grass in Arizona?
Yeah, no,
I mean, I know I wouldn't worry, even think twice about it under the ponderosas on the rim. You think, man, they're going to last in that shade forever.
Yeah.
You're putting it out on a desert floor anywhere from, you know, Tucson to Black Canyon City out to Yuma. Man, you're in a lot of direct sunlight for a lot of hours.
No, outstanding. Definitely a point that you want to pay attention to because, again, when you're dealing with extreme temperatures, whether it's extreme cold or extreme heat, obviously, like we get, or even heavy rain type of areas, how's this stuff going to hold up? Our products have been tested to get 15 to 20 years in this type of landscape. Now, Penn State University does a lot of the major research in artificial grass. We do a lot of our own major research in artificial grass as well. According to studies, we're going to get those 15 to 20 years consistently. The way they come up with that is they put products through heat temp test, melting point test at 184 degrees. Then they put them through simulated cycles of residential wear and tear with kids and dogs. Okay? It's almost like if you go to IKEA and you see those big plexiglass boxes with that machine punching the chair over and over again. It's basically that process on steroids, if you will. No pun intended on the athletic fields. But same type of process, and we've been proven to last 35,000 cycles through that testing process, which is where they give us a scientific label of 15, 20 years, and not something that I just pull out of my hat and say, oh, yeah, 15 to 20 years. Then also, how we protect our fibers is huge because you guys know we all have kids, grandkids, and what have you. If you take a child's red toy in the middle of July and put it out in the middle of your yard, that thing's pink in about 4 hours, okay? And again, that's plastic. Artificial turf is real pretty plastic. How do we protect real pretty plastic from this desert heat, okay? Now, manufacturers, what they're going to do is they're going to put on a topical application like a Scotch Guard for a couch of UV inhibitors.
And we'll come back to topical applications where we're going to, we can do a lot of things here, but we can't stop the clock. It's Rosie on the house, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. Broadcasting live at the Arizona State Fairgrounds for the Maricopa County Home Show.